Veterans Day in November of 2007 at the Hastings High School, and the high school had put on a very beautiful ceremony honoring veterans from all wars and all conflicts, past and present, and did a great job. The students sang, and they had wonderful tributes to our veterans in Minnesota and across the country. And as I was walking out of Hastings High School that day, a gentleman came up to me and introduced himself as a Vietnam War veteran and said this was had been the first event that he had been at of any military event, any veterans event, any memorial event of any type since he left the war in Vietnam. And I asked him why, and he said he didn't feel comfortable and he didn't feel welcome until now at that event. And so that gives you just one glimpse, I think, into the emotion and the sentiments and the feelings of our Vietnam War veterans, and the fact that our country did not properly welcome them home at the time is shameful. And our country has made good steps to try to make up for that, but more needs to be done. And these are men and women who have served our country with great valor, and the way that they were treated at the conclusion of the Vietnam War is shameful, and it should never be repeated again. And it's not too late. It's not too late for us individually and us as a state and us as a nation to, in our thoughts and words and deeds, give thanks and respect and appreciation to the Vietnam War veterans. And the bill that brings us here today is another step to do that. It is not the complete step. It is not the complete act, but it is another important step in the right direction.